The opinions vary on whether Drake May is just a young candidate for MVP or will win the award. Whether Matthew Stafford at 37 gets the Career Achievement Honor.
A little disappointed
am I noticing
in TV
a little
12.
Tone?
Yeah.
A little tone there.
Yeah, a little tone.
What do you think of Brady's synopsis there, Fitz?
Didn't love it. Got to be honest, and not just because he's supposedly Tom Brady and he's forever a Patriot. I didn't necessarily love the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
It felt, if not reeked, a little bit of, dare I say, jealousy. Maybe a little like, hey, I wish I was still there doing that. So let's give it to Stafford so I don't have to start sweating a second statue.
Yeah, I actually thought it was condescending, too. For some reason, and this could be a me problem, I'm being 100% honest. When he said 46 touchdowns.
Save that drop.
That's a good year for any quarterback, I was thinking. You're thinking, no, it isn't, because you had 50. Yeah. Like, I think in the back of his mind, he's like being, you know, patting Stafford on the head.
Don't you think is this competitive? Competitive as he is, Fitzy, that's going to seep out a little bit. And I think there's truth to that. And I also think it's a little, it's kind of like, have you studied the two? Like, if you're going to, I don't know. It feels like somebody that just hasn't really looked at the numbers.
Right.
And you're just saying who you like more as opposed to, have you really looked at the metrics? And if you really delve into them, I think it's pretty clear that. That I think Drake May is more deserving of it.
And it also
this felt like something that came out of like the, well, Drake, it's a little young for you to be in the established quarterback club.
But not even just that. I won a Super Bowl my second year, but I've already heard Ted Johnson say that Drake May is better in his second year than I was in my second year while winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
And I wasn't an MVP candidate in my second year, first year as a starter, that whole thing. It could play a role.
When did Tom win his first MVP?
He won his first MVP in 07, right?
2007.
Took him a long time, 07.
Yeah.
He was already three Super Bowls deep and a Hall of Famer at that point. Interesting. Yeah. Drake May doing it year two. Yes, Dave Ball?
Well, plus, Andy Hart also said he deserves a red jacket before he had nearly any of this success. And I know you guys are just two radio hosts, but think about it. We had that one caller who said, oh, Drake is more talented than Brady already.
Yeah.
And then ding, ding, ring, ding, ding, ding. Like, then they started rolling in. So I'm sure that's also, that's mirrored on social media. Where he has access to it. So I'm sure he sees a little bit of that.
Is that the craziest thing to say? That Drake May was more talented than Tom Brady was in year two than Brady was in year two?
No, it isn't. No. It's just like saying Patrick Mahomes was more talented in year two than Tom Brady was. It's a fact.
Yeah.
He's not going to accomplish what Brady did. But we need to get to this audio because this audio is fun. And I've been accused at times in the past of reading too much into certain words. We'll see if this is that case or their shade was thrown. So we talked to Marcus Jones. We asked Marcus Jones who should be MVP. What would your case, if you had a chance to make a case to the 50 voters, what would you say?
I mean, the main thing that I would say is, you know, it's very hard, first off, to end up having the completing percentage, you know, completion percentage that he has. I mean, you turn on the film and everything like that. Like, it's hard also to end up, you know, having five wide receivers with five, you know, touchdowns.
Oh, wait, whoa. You mean it's hard to throw to a bunch of different receivers rather than just throwing 24 times to Puka Nacua and Davante Adams, including 14 times for Davante Adams from the 1 yard line? Are you saying it's more impressive to kind of use these Jags? My words, not his. He didn't call any teammates Jags, but this kind of collection of receivers rather than an offensive player of the year candidate and a surefire Hall of Famer in Davante Adams. Are you saying that's now? There's two ways to look at this. Is he just stating a fact, Ted Johnson? It's a fact. It's harder to do that. Mm-hmm. You could throw it up to Davante and Nacua, or you can have to spread it around to five different guys. Or is he saying that with some tone intended to poke holes in Matthew Stafford's candidacy?
Well, you asked the question, so I don't think he was trying to do anything. He was just answering your question.
Yeah.
But I would say for him to kind of cite a stat that I haven't really heard of anybody mentioning it that way.
Yeah. Interesting.
I wonder if, I don't know, maybe that's been brought up in a team meeting before.
Oh, I like where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm curious to hear Drake May's response, but my feeling is Vrabel has said to the team something to the effect that, you know, hey, Drake should be the guy, and there's why, and so he's regurgitating maybe what I feel. For him to say it like that, to me, his coaches have said those things to him, and that's why he's saying it.
And Fitzy, we know that Vrabel is on board with promoting Drake May for MVP because Chris Curtis on Monday on the Greg Hill Show tried to ask, is Drake May the, and kind of got the rest of the question cut
didn't
off.
Even
yes, he
finished
is.
The question.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, he is the MVP. Oh. And then didn't explain himself, just kind of left it there like, yes, he is. It's a fact, right? Like, didn't even feel the need.
Good for Mike.
To back it up. Cut off the question and said, yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How would Bill Belichick have answered that question?
Really, we're just focused on team goals.
Good for Mike.
We're not real big on individual roles.
You know, that's why they're playing hard for him, because he doesn't even bat an eye.
He says
exactly what he feels about the player.
Genuine. He is genuine, and they're all on the same page, as you alluded to earlier, because Josh McDaniels has also been on the – he's mentioned a couple times, I wish we could have got him the touchdown at the end of that drive. Somebody makes a big play, gets tackled at, like, the 3. He's acknowledged, I wish I could get him the touchdown there. That I don't remember in previous generations of Josh McDaniels here with the Patriots. That's a little – that's a Vrabel culture spin that I've noticed, which I'm fine with. All right, Stiz, so we heard from Marcus Jones. Now we need to hear from the horse that they've ridden to 14 wins.
You didn't
wins.
Ask him a question that was offensive, did you?
I did.
Boy, did he.
Not this week, I don't think. Okay. And this question was actually not from me. It was from Ted in Taunton.
You're at a crossroads, Drake. what are you going to do here?
There was a little bit of me that, on the Wildcat play when Drake lined up out wide, were you worried you were going to get lit up when you were lined up out wide on the Wildcat play? But I didn't. Yes, Dan Ball.
Wait, was it Marcus who you used the term curb stomped?
Yeah, they didn't care for that. I asked Marcus about the Chargers game last year, late in the season, when they got curb stomped by the Chargers. They didn't care for that.
Well, I mean, I'm 230 pounds, 6'5". It's a little harder to light me up than you think.
Tell him, Drake, just leaning into that answer.
But we asked Drake May, or Ted and Taunton asked Drake May, to make his case for MVP, and this is what he said. What would you say your case is to be the NFL MVP?
Just our team. 14-3, winning the AFC East in a year that a lot of people, would have bet on us not to.
Pause real quick. Did the Rams win the NFC West?
They did not.
Oh, interesting. So he was promoting that he is a division winner, something that the other candidate is not. Placed is.
I think that's what this league's about, winning, and I think, from there, just ability to spread the ball around and try to get a lot of people involved.
Whoa, time out. Oh, he's talking about spreading the ball around, too, not just throwing it to Puka Nacua and to Devontae Adams 24 times for touchdowns on the one-yard line. Interesting. Spread the ball around, unlike what Matthew Stafford does. Placed is.
Ability to spread the ball around and try to get a lot of teammates involved is what I enjoy to do. I think we did that this year, and looking forward to hosting a home playoff game.
Oh, a home playoff game. Where, Ted, I don't know if you've studied the schedule for the weekend. Do you know where Matthew Stafford, the supposed MVP, is playing this weekend?
Don't have to go all the way to Carolina?
He's playing on the road against a team with a losing record. So we here prioritize winning. We prioritize spreading the ball around. And we prioritize playing home playoff games. We won more games than you. We spread the ball around and we play at home. Matthew Stafford, supposed MVP. Did you hear the tone with which he said it?
Losers.
It was Trump-esque.
It's very Trump-esque. I mean, man, you know what? Drake's got a little killer. He's like this. It's, I don't know. He dresses it up as humility, but he's got a, and he is, don't get me wrong, but he's got a little killer in him, man.
He would rip your heart out.
Dude.
If he knew he could get away with it and not look bad.
You're right.
He's smart about it.
Right.
He's not going to rip your heart out on the security camera where you look bad, but he's got
You asked the question, and he gave you three little boom, boom, boom.
Boom!
In such a way that was so nonchalant, but when you think about it, it's like, dude, no, he's thought about it.
Yes, he has.
He's thought about it.
And he thought about who the competition is. It wasn't a generic answer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It was what I do well that the other guy doesn't. It's why I should be MVP, and he can go on the road against a losing football team, the worst playoff team.
Yeah.
Marcus Jones and Drake May, they told Matthew Stafford where he can go, and that's Carolina over the weekend to play a road playoff game. All right, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for The Drive. We need to get to Drake May and his MVP candidacy because, well, it's coming down to the wire. The votes are in. We don't know who's going to win, but the public opinion, which I thought had totally swung to Stafford, we have a debate. Ted Johnson weighs in on who's going to win the MVP next on The Drive here on WEEI.